What's going to be in the weekday? Erev Pesach came out in the middle of weekday. And somebody told somebody, shecht my Karban Pesach for me. And the guy went and shechted it. And the Maisa, the Bailam, the owner, before he shechted it, sold his share, like it was Mafkir's share, he doesn't own it anymore. So this Karban Pesach has no owners to it. There's no Bailam to it right now. So what are you supposed to do now with the meat? L'chura, the meat is a post the Karban Pesach. We'd learned, b'choyel ki agavni yisarif miyad. Allah says, you're supposed to burn it right away. Rashi, we're talking about Matisim. B'choyel ki agavna. Choyel v'yochel esarifoy, b'choyel, means in the weekday, you're allowed to burn it. So since it's called Kutchim, that's a postle, it's a postle Korban Pesach now. The Bailam sold the share, nobody owns this Korban. It's a postle Korban Pesach. So Lochriz, you start from Yad, you have to burn it. So what's Shver now? So Kashri is, Iyar Mitpish, they're missing to tell me now, Boy Yakira, that every Korban Pesach, even though it can't be used for Korban Pesach like here, the owner sold his share, he doesn't own it anymore. So nobody owns this Korban right now. So it's not going to be Oymit right now to be used for Korban Pesach. So the locher always is, a Korban Pesach that's not going to be used for Pesach, then it's a Shlomim. Lechura, any Pesach that's a Moisa left over, that you're not going to use for Korban Pesach, Lechura becomes a Korban Shlomim. So the Shalom now is, you need an Akir or not? Do we have to make this Korban into a Shlomim? Do we need an Akir? You have to Shecht L'Shem a Korban Shlomim? Or else, no, it does need an Akira. That's the kash. Iyam v'shtayim a boy akira. Tell me, really, a Korban Pesach needs an akira of a zayhai pesachu. This Korban right now is still a Korban Pesach. Even though the Bailam sold the share, he doesn't own it anymore, it's not going to be used. But I call upon him, since Metchil you made it for Korban Pesach, it doesn't go off the Kedusha's Korban Pesach until you make an akira, you say the fair, which is shechting it, l'shem eshlomim. So since here you didn't say it's eshlomim, the sheikh did l'shem pesach, the chivad leslay bailam, since there's no owner to this carbon, hevelet sulu begufay. It's very good. This is called a carbon that's a psul in the guf of the carbon. And therefore, amtulahochi, therefore, you serve me out, you're allowed to burn it right away. But early, Yamit, you can tell me now, like Rav Huna says, loy boy yakiro, that any time you have a carbon, that right now he said by carbon oshim, but the same thing by carbon pesach. Anytime you have an animal that's not roy, you can't use it anymore for its first din. It's not roy for Pesach, it's not roy for an Oshim. They tell him now, automatically it becomes a new Korban that it's going to be used for. So the Oshim is going to be used for an Oyla, it's called the Korban Oyla. Here, this Korban Pesach is called the Shlomim. So you're telling me right now, you don't need an Akira, of Azoi, Nareisha, Havilu, Shlomim, Psul, of Azoi, what is it right now? It's a Korban Shlomim. So all you did was an Erev Pesach, you shechted the Korban Shlomim. So what's possible about shechting the carbon shlomim? Psulay mishumai, why should this carbon be possible altogether? Shlomim doesn't have to have an owner. Even if the owner dies, still you can bring a carbon shlomim. It's only a lecha carbon pesach has to have an owner to it. It has to be geshachtel so the owner will eat the meat. So now we're saying what? The owner sold the meat. He doesn't own it anymore. So good, it's possible for carbon pesach. But you're telling me right now, since it's not used for carbon pesach, automatically it's a carbon shlomim. So when the carbon, when the coin shechted it now in Erev Pesach, why is it possible? The chura shlomim should be kosher. Mishum, you have to say it's possible. Mishum dover acher. It's a different psul. Nothing wrong with the goof of the carbon itself, but there's another psul. You know what's wrong with it? The koshochad le'achat tomet shobein abayim. But the halacha is, when do we bring the carbon pesach on Erev Pesach? After the tomet shobein abayim. So there's an Isser Aseh, you're not allowed to bring any Korban after the Tomet Shoveim Abayim. The only Korban you're allowed to bring is only a Korban Pesach. So this Korban Pesach now became Posel for Pesach, it's a Shlomim. So now when you shechted it now, why is it Posel? Because you brought a Shlomim after the Komid Shoveim Abayim, therefore this Korban is Posel. But that's not a Psul in the Korban itself, that's called a Psul Machmas Dov Racher. The Kasher is then, Ibut Sori Boi. You shouldn't be allowed to burn it right away. You should have to wait to Ibut Tzura, till the Tzura, the shape of the meat, turns over, which Rashi says means a Psul Linam. You have to wait till overnight the next morning, till the meat gets a Psul Nicer on it, and then you're allowed to burn it. The time you learn like this in the Braise, Zeha Klal, this is the Klal. Kol Shev Psul Gufay, anytime something's wrong with the Korban, that is a Psul in the Guf of the Korban itself, it became Psul because of the Korban itself is no good, then you serve Miyad. Then you and when the carbon is pulsed, you're allowed to burn it right away. What about Badamu Babailam? If the animal itself really was kosher, just you lost the blood, or else the Bailam died, then the locher is two mitzurasai. V'yosla beis reifa. You're not allowed to burn the meat right away. It's a bizoyin to the kachim, because there's nothing wrong with the gufa kachim. So you have to wait to leave the meat overnight, till it becomes a psul moisture in the meat itself, then it becomes a psul begufay, then you're allowed to burn it. So the kashin is b'raisa. How does the b'raisa say? If you shechted this Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, you have to burn it right away. Why can you burn it right away? L'chura, the Pesach now became into a Shlomim. For Shlomim, it's a kosher Korban out itself. Now the only thing that's wrong, Epsul Machmas Dovracher, you're shechting it right now after the Tomash Rabbein Abayim. That's like Epsul Machmas Dovracher. The thing is you should not be allowed to burn it right away. So if it says you're allowed to burn it right away, what do you see? You see that a Pesach needs an Akira. Even though this Korban Pesach is not going to be used anymore, but calls them on, you know, Shechtet L'Shem Shlomim, it's still called the Korban Pesach. Then it's good. If it's still a Korban Pesach, and you're shechting it now without any onus, that's called a Psul B'Gufay. So more stuff like, so the Kasha and Rav Huna then. Why does Rav Huna say by an Oshim does need an Akira? We see even though an animal Korban is aiming for something else, it doesn't get that new din until you make an Akira. You have to say the Ferish. I'm shechting it now L'Shem Korban Shlomim, or by the Oshim you have to say I'm shechting now L'Shem Korban Oyla. Elling must like this. Loitei meshoch to stam kos l'shem oyla and echnami. Don't say nefun is din that it is shech to stam is kos l'shem oyla. Ela einu say tzaka true. Shoch to l'shem oyla. If you have your korban oshim and the bailam dies, you taka need an akira. It's only kosher if b'shas the shechita now you say the ferish. I'm doing it l'shem oyla. Then it's kosher. Alma, what do we see now? Kuntra funam boy akira. Like it's true, even though this Oshim is aiming to be a Korban Eila, it wouldn't be kosher unless you make an Akira. You uproot the Shem Oshim, and you say, now I'm shechting now the Shem of Korban Eila, that's when it becomes kosher. Freddy Gemara though, Abul Rav Chiya Bagamdo, the Yom we learned before, Nizuko Piya Chabur, he like threw it out in front of the Chabur, in front of all his friends. The Yarmon, he said there, could go and show you buy them to Meya Mason. He says the only time a Korban Pesach needs an Akira is only when the Bailam was Tomei by the Pesach Rishon. But he doesn't have Pesach Sheni. Therefore, the Bailam, the owners, are going to need their Pesach for Pesach Sheni. The Bailam didn't bring his Korban Pesach the first day. So there it says they're still called the Korban Pesach. You know why he says? Because the Bailam was Tomei the first day. So he's still going to need his Korban right now for Pesach Sheni. That's why it's still considered a Korban Pesach. Hayhu the boy Akira. Only in such a case you have to be oik of the Shem Pesach. Ho ba'alma, but Rav Gamda holds, Rav Chiya Bagamda holds, ba'alma all over, loy boy Akira. Once it passed by Pesach and you're not going to use your korban anymore, you do not need an Akira anymore. By itself, it's no more Pesach as a korban shlomim. Avazoy ma'ik l'meim, according to him, what could you say? You see, he holds you only an Akira. Elam Rav Huna Brady Yeshua, hochel ma'askin and don shefrisho kodim chasois. I'll give you new terrors here. Avadilot for Rav Huna says first. You do not need an Akira. Why does our Mishnah say this Korban Pesach you can burn right away? We're talking about your mafrish Korban before Chatzos. O meiso bailam after Chatzos. You know when the owners first died? After Chatzos. Devil and Nero. Right after Chatzos, the owner was still alive. So the Korban was roy to be a Korban Pesach. Venitcha, and then the owner died, now you can't use it anymore. And the klal is, v'chol anira venitcha. Anytime the Korban was once roy, and then it was nitcha thrown away, shuvein lechayze venira. You can never use it anymore. That's why the case is, that the Korban, that's why it's psula, you could burn it right away. Because it was chayze venira, it was nira venitcha, you can never use it. For the Gemara, me do I time the Rav, we only want to answer Rav here. Rav Shittu is Balachai Menei Dochim. Rav Shittu is no, calls them on an animal's alive, it's never Nitcha. You could always use it. It only becomes Nitcha, you can't use it if it's dying. But calls them on the animal's alive, it's never Nitcha. Elam Rav Papa, Mani Rav Lezer. Say, our Mishnah goes according to Rav Lezer. To Yomar, V'chein HaShenchet HaChein L'Shein Pesach Possum. Even if you shech something else, L'Shein Korban Pesach, also it's Possum. Devil Eid Sula Begufay. It's according to Rav Lezer, even though this Korban Pesach does not need an Akira. So really it's called the Korban Shlomim. So the cash question was, if you shechten the shlom l'shem pesach, why is it called the psul begufay? Yes, it goes according to Rabbi Lezer, it holds. If you shech any other korban l'shem the pesach on erev pesach, it gets a psul, that's called psul begufay, the korban is posel by itself. So the Gemara here, Rabbi Lezer, ha'chatas nami mechayiv. According to Rabbi Lezer, even a korban chatas should be chayiv then. Because Rabbi Lezer shiter is, the less light Rabbi Lezer toy b'davar mitzvah. Rav Lezer doesn't know from the Surah Torah with Bar Mitzvah. And yet this Bryce is going that on Shabbos Yepotah from Mechatis. It's only B'chol will be this din. According to Rav Lezer, Yepotah from Mechatis. And the Gemara, Tigmur Rav Yosef, Grey the Rav, Solah, Chasidom, Kang Rav Papa, Mani Yosef ben Chunyehi. Atei Nechnam, it's not Rav Lezer, it's Rav Yosef ben Chunyeh. They're all the same Shittis. The Tanan, Yosef ben Chunyeh Omer, Ha Nishchotel L'Shem Pesach, any Korban you shech on Erev Pesach, L'Shem a Korban Pesach, or L'Shem Chatis, Shech L'Shem Chatis, is Psulim. This lav dafka is lav dafka on erev Pesach. Anytime you shech the korban l'shem Pesach l'shem chatis, it's psulim. Alma psulim begufahu. Or mishemocha yisuf miyad. That's where you can burn it right away. Why you potter from the chatis on Shabbos? Or pturik or sub like Yeshua. He holds like Yeshua. Good, this one Terence.
All right, we'll chazer this over on the next tape.
Yeah, Wachas again, this is last Gemara again, and that's Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Again, the Shaila was that that Rav Huna said over the name of Rav that an Oshum, if it's not kosher for an Oshum anymore, where the Bailam died, so now you're going to use it for Korban Eilah, he holds Loi Boy Yakira. That means even though you don't shecht the Shem of Korban Eilah, you shecht it Stam, still it's kosher for Korban Eilah, as he holds you do not need an Akira. And the same did should apply to a Korban Pesach, in the case where the Bailam died, or they're not going to use it anymore, so it's not going to be a Korban Pesach, it's Omid for Korban Shlomim. So the locha should be, it should be kosher for Shlomim without making an Akira. So Mori has this theory that there's a braisa that says on top that B'tonya le b'chor ki agavni yisorof miyad, if you shech the Korban Pesach with the Bailam died already. So the locha is, you have to burn, you could burn it right away. So the question was why? The chur, if you hold, you don't need an Akira. So then since the Bailam died, right now it's going to be a Korban Shlomim. So a Shlomim, if you shecht it even without the Bailam, it should be kosher. So why do you have to burn it right away? Why could you burn it right away? The only thing wrong with this korban is that it's a shlomim that you made the shechita after the tomet shobein habayim, which is only an iser asei, which the loch is, that's called the psul machmas dover acher, so you should not be allowed to burn it right away, but rather you should have to wait till the next morning. Like we learned, the klal was that kol she psula begufa yisorof miyad. Anytime you have a korban, that there's a psul in the guf of the korban, something's wrong with it, then you're allowed to burn the meat right away. Mashenken, if it's a psul, machmas dover acher, something else is wrong, you have to wait till the next night, till the next morning, till it has a psul nicer, it's left overnight. That's like a psul beguf. So the question is, according to Rav Huna Marav, that you don't need an akira, why does this Tana say you're allowed to burn it right away? So first the Gemara wants to answer the Enochanami, that Rav holds you do need an akira, change around the Lashon. Ela Leteimah, the Mor says, stam kosher. Ela ema shochatu lishum oila kosher. Alma boy akira. So maybe Rav Takol, you do have to have an akira. But if you shecht it stam, it'll be posel. So our Mishnah also, since he shechted this korban pesach stam, it still remains a pesach. And since it doesn't have bailam, the bailam died. Therefore, it's considered a psul begufay. Therefore, it's good while you can burn it right away. So Murray asked the question then, Ul Rabchia bagamda diyoma nizukon fi chamura, the amri kagoin shoy bailam to meyem eistim nidokon pesach sheni. Hai huda boy yakira. His shita was that only if the bailam is a tomei by Pesach Rishon, so he's still going to use his korban for Pesach Sheni, then we say it's still considered a Pesach, it's still considered a Pesach, and it only becomes Eis Pesach, you make an Akira. But his shita is that you do not need an Akira. It's a B'chia Bagam that holds a korban Pesach after Chag HaPesach, that you're not going to use it for korban Pesach anymore, it automatically changes over to a korban Shlomim, and you don't have to make an Akira. So then, my Yikla Meimer, according to him, it's Shreya the top writer that says that when you shechted the Korban Pesach and the Bailam died already, that you're allowed to burn it right away. The question is why? The Chur is only Yishlomim, and it's not called the Psul Begufay. It's only for the fact that it was brought after the Tomet Shobein Habayim, so it's only an Isser Asay. It's called the Psul Machmas Dover Acher. So, of course, Akash, according to Abchir Bagam, if you do not need an Akira, why do we say this Korban Pesach could be burnt right away? So the Mori answers, Elo Amar Rav Huna, Rei de Rav Yeshua, Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about here, Kegoyin Shef Rishu Kaidim Chatzois, the owner of this Korban Pesach, made it a Korban Pesach before Chatzois, on Erev Pesach. Umeisu Bailam Acha Chatzois, and the owner first died after Chatzois. So what? Tehevi Le Nira V'nidcha, there was a time that you were able to bring this Korban Pesach. It's right after Chatzois, the owner was still alive, so it could have been a kosher korban pesach. So the klal is maybe Rav holds the chol hanira v'nidcha. Anytime once the korban was once had a time where it could have been brought, and then v'nidcha. Now we're saying the bailam died. Now it can't be brought anymore for korban pesach. I tell you, maybe Rav holds shuv ein achayzev nira. It can never be It can never be used for any type of a korban. So here also, even though usually korban pesach that's not usable becomes a korban shlomim, but that's only where it was never usable for a Korban Pesach. But here, since right after Chatzos, it could have been used for a Korban Pesach, just later, the owner died a little bit later, so maybe you can never use this. That's why it's considered a psul begufa over here. Furthermore, there's not a good teretz. Me, do you time el Rav? Our whole kashrut is one answer of Hunam Rav. They said over the name of Rav that you did not need an Akira. Ha'amar Rav, Balechayim, Eimim Midochim. Rav holds no an animal. Kol Zaman it's alive. even though there was a time that it was roi for Korban Pesach, like here, and then the owner died, so now this animal cannot be used for Korban Pesach, but since the animal is alive, it never gets a din nidochim. It's never the pshat, you can't use it. If now it's roi for shlamin, it could be used for shlamin. His Rav does not hold from this klal, it was once roi, and then it got pushed away, you can't use it anymore. He holds no. Kozuman, the animal was alive, it could always be used. So we have Akasha back again. What does the top Tana say? That this Korban Pesach that was made a shchita after the Bailam died, you're allowed to burn it right away. Why is it called the Psul Begufay? Lechur, it became already Korban Shlomim. So Al Shlomim is kosher. Now the only reason why it's possible this Korban is because you shechted after the Tomit Shabbein Habayim, which is only a Nisarasei, it's not a Psul Begufay. So back to the Kasha, why is it then you could burn it right away? You should have to wait till the next morning first to burn it. So the Mori answers, Elo Amara Papa. I'll tell you, we're going now, Homani Rabbi Lezi. I tell you that the top Tana that says you're allowed to burn it right away goes according to Rabbi Lezi. The Omar that says, V'chein ha-sheichet ha-cherim l'shem Pesach. True. This Korban Pesach, since the owner died, became a Korban Shlomim. We're saying now, Rav holds, you do not need an Akira. So even if it's a Korban Shlomim, Rabbi Lezi holds that any Korban, if you shechtet l'shem a Korban Pesach, posel, it's called a Psul Aguf. The Evelay Psula Begufay. Sashan this top Tana. Yitaka don't need an Akira. Yitaka became a Korban Shlomim. But even a Korban Shlomim, if you shech the Lashem, a Korban Pesach, that's a Psul Haguf in the Korban Shlomim. That's what the din is, you're allowed to burn it right away. Fred the Gemara, V. Rabbi Lezer, you want to say this top Tana it goes according to Rabbi Lezer? Echatis Nami Mechayiv. If you did it on Shabbos, Mechuyi Shibichayiv Echatis. To a less than Rabbi Lezer, Toyi, B'divah Mitzvah Potter. Because Rabbi Lezer, now mission does not hold from Rabbi Yeshua Svar the same. That even though you think you're doing a Korban Pesach now, wherever Pesach came out on Shabbos, he holds still Yechayiv Achatis. So you can't say this top writer goes according to Rabbi Lezer, because the top writer said that on Shabbos Yechayiv, Yepoter. Yepoter from Achatis. Only Bechoyom, you'll have to burn it right away. But on Shabbos, Yepoter from Achatis. According to Rabbi Lezer, you should be Chayiv Achatis. He does not from the Pturim of Toyib Dva Mitzvah. Elos the Gemara answered the same type of a teretz, but I'll tell you, Tir Gemara Rav Yosef Rei de Rav Solo Chasida, kindly the Rav Papa. So Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Solo Chasida, said over the teretz in the name of in front of Rav Papa, Ha'amani, who does the top Tana go like? Yosef ben Chunoyi. I tell you, it goes according to Yosef ben Chunoyi. The Tanan we learned, Yosef ben Chunoyi. What's his shita? Hanishchotim l'shem Pesach. Any korban that you shecht l'shem a korban Pesach. Or else, Ulishayim Chatis, any other korban, a shlomim, that you shecht, you have in mind to make it into a chatis, is a loch of psulim. That's what Yosef ben Chunoyi holds. Alma, what do you see? Psulim begufahi. He holds, it's called the psulim begufahi. So there's top tanner also. Truly holds, you do not need an akira. A korban pesach, after the yonah dies, it becomes a shlomim. So why does he say, if a shecht on erev pesach, l'shem a korban pesach, that you're allowed to burn it right away? Because his shiter is like Yosef ben Chunoyi. That this Korban Shlomim, if you shecht it l'shem a Korban Pesach, it is a psul begufay, and therefore you're allowed to burn it right away. O mishum hochri yisarf miyad, therefore you're allowed to burn it right away. O vipturei, what about the lochis pturim, sovulak reb Yeshua. Now he holds that reb Yeshua taka, that the beginning of the Braisa says, that if you shecht it on Shabbos, you're potter from achatis. Why you're potter from achatis? Because since you're doing it l'shem a Korban Pesach, like you're making a mistake, you think this is the Korban Pesach, that's called the Toyib Dva Mitzvah, and Rabbi Yeshua Shita is Yepot from Echatis. So the case of the top Tana is a Tana holds like Yosef ben Chunoyi, that he holds that it's called the Psul Begufa here, since you shech the Shlomim l'shem a Korban Pesach, that's why in the middle of the weekday you're allowed to burn it right away. But the either geese, if you do it on Shabbos, he holds Yepot from Echatis, because he holds like Rabbi Yeshua Shita. This is one Teretz. This is going to be the Ika Teretz. Rav Ashi won't say another Teretz. Rav Ashi Yomar Rav. The old kasha is Rav, that Rav says you do not need an Akira. Rav the Yomek Rav Yishmoel Benoi, Shor Rav Yechanan Ben Bruka. I tell you, Rav says, argues tank on this top Tana, and holds not like this top Tana. And he holds rather like Rav Yechanan Ben Bruka. The Tanya Rav Yishmoel Benoi, Shor Rav Yechanan Ben Bruka Oimer. Im Yeshoyes Biyoim, if a person has time enough, later to know, Im Moshchu Bailam Meshadeim, if the Bailam took away the hands, in other words, sold the Korban Pesach, or else the Bailam died, or else if the Sheikhit should have known that the Bailam did become Tomei, is a Lochachayiv. If he then shechted on Shabbos, he's chayiv achatnis. It's called the shoyde. You can't say you're a toyeh b'davar mitzvah, since you should have known if the bottle became tomei or not. But he says clearly, if you shechted on the weekday, you're not allowed to burn the animal right away, but you have to wait till overnight, till the next day, till it's tuba tzarosai, the tzura, the look of the meat changes. And then you could burn it. But the more of my time, why does he hold you have to wait till overnight to burn it? As it has to be tuba tzarosai. As you can't say it's talking about on Shabbos, because Shabbos pshita. Everybody holds you have to leave it overnight. You can't burn kachem on Shabbos. So Khuri is saying, even in the weekday, if you do this in the weekday, still you have to wait till overnight. The question is why? Lav mishum doesn't he hold to lay boy yakira? He holds you do not have to have an akira. Therefore, since you do not have to have an akira, it's considered a shlomim, and the law of a shlomim is that it's kosher shalei lishmoi. So why the chal of the apostle? Only because this korban shlomim was brought. It was brought after Tomei Rabbeinu Bayim. Again, we're talking about on erev Pesach the Bayim died. And now the Shechit shechted this Korban Pesach. So Lamaise, if the Bailam died now, it automatically becomes into a Korban Shlomim. You do not need an Akira. And the reason why it's possible is because it's a Shlomim that's brought after the Tomei Rabbeinu Abayim that you're not allowed to. The only Korban that could be brought after the Tomei Rabbeinu Abayim is only a Korban Pesach. So that's why here it needs two Batsarosli. So you see, he argues on this Taptana. The Taptana says, you're allowed to burn it right away. And he holds, no, you can wait, Ubat Sarosi, you have to wait till Ubat Sarosi. He holds, it's not called a Psul Begufay. So the Kitzur was saying that this Rabbi Yishmael Benoi, Rabbi Yechon Ben Bruka, holds that you do not need an Akira, and therefore this Pesach, this Korban Pesach, that's not Roy for Korban Pesach anymore, since the owner died, automatically becomes into a Shlomim, and therefore the Loch Ridge, you have to wait till the next day to burn it, it's not called a Psul Begufay. So Rav holds that if Yishmael ben Bruka, rather than his top time that holds, you do need an Akira, and therefore it's called the Psul Begufay. So the Mara Dilma, no, I tell you that's not Pshan Rabbi Yishmael here. Dilma Mishum Desov Allah Ketona Devei Rabba Barahua. Maybe Rabbi Yishmael holds like Rabba Barahua. The Yomer he holds, Afilu Pigul Nami Boy Ibetsura. Even in a korban that's mamish considered a Psul Begufay, like real Pigul, still you're not allowed to burn it right away. You have to wait till the next day. And why? The Yalef oven Menoiser. He learns it out from Menoiser. So what are we answering now? That maybe Rabbi Shmuel also holds you do need an Akira, not like Rav. So the question is, if you need an Akira, it's still called the Korban Pesach, and you're shechting it when the Bailam is Mace, so it's a postle Korban, why do you have to wait till the next morning? Why can't you burn it right away? I tell you, Rabbi Shmuel holds, like Rav Barahua, that every kachim, even where it's a psul begufay, even if it's pigol, still the halacha is, you always need ibatura. Now bring your right, the Gemara says now. Diloy teimiyoch, if you're not going to say like this, the Brice also said before, nitmu bailim, if the bailim became tomei, still the halacha is, you can't burn it right away, but you have to wait till the next day. Is my iklamema, what can you say here? Here for sure you need an akira. What happened here? The bailim was tomei the first Pesach, Erev Pesach. So what's the law? He's going to use it for Pesach Sheni. Like we had before, Havade Boy Akira. The Yom Reb Chia Bagamda, Nizuk of Epi Chabur, it was thrown in front of his Chaberim, to goin, Shehoyu Bailam Tumei Yenais. That if the owner was a Tomei Yenais, a Pesach Rishon, the Nidchel of Pesach Sheni, he was pushed off, he has to use his Korban now for Pesach Sheni, it's still called a Pesach. So Ibazoi, where the Bailam is Tomei, for sure it still retains its Shein Pesach on the Korban. So for sure, it only gets a shame shtam if you make an akira. And still it says here, if you shechted this Pesach now, l'shem a korban Pesach, when the owner was tamei, so l'chura, this is mamish a korban Pesach, that's a psul begufay, you're shechting it when the bailam is tamei, so really you should be allowed to burn it right away. Still this Brisa says, Rabbi Shmuel says no, you have to wait till the next morning. Why? Here for sure it's called a psul begufay. So you have to say, he yells like Rabba Bar, Arhua, that holds even a real psul begufay, still you have to wait till the next morning. So Marian says, Ella Machbarta Kedeshani Mikora. The only terrace we have, like we answered before, that Yosef ben Chonoihi. So we have to say, Rav holds that this price that goes according to Yosef ben Chonoihi, that holds Taka, Avada, maybe you do not need an Akira. And therefore, automatically, it is a Shlomin. There was this Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach when the Bailam was made, it becomes a Shlomim automatically. And still the Brisa says, if you shecht it, L'shem a Korban Pesach, you're allowed to burn it right away. Where's the psul b'gufay? The Torah says he holds like Yosi ben Chanoi, like we had before, that holds. If you shech the korban shlamin l'shem a korban pesach, that's also considered a psul b'gufay. That's also a psul b'gufay, the korban. That's why the Brisa says you're allowed to burn it right away. But really, it could be you do not need a nakira, like Rav said at the beginning. Since right now this korban is omer for shlamin, automatically it has it in shlamin, who is in a korban oshim. Automatically it gets a shame oyle if it's not roi for a korban oshim anymore. But in Hanu Alecha Elu Dvar. Mishnah says here, Ketzat Tzilin Es HaPesach. How do you roast?